home a woman who alleges she was raped by the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor at a Dublin hotel 6 years ago has said she told a friend to delete all her text messages because she was afraid for her life. Nikita Hand has alleged in her civil action against Mr. McGregor and another man, James Lawrence, that Mr. McGregor raped her on the 9th of December 2019. Mr. McGregor said Mr. Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna denied Ms. Hand's claims. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor joins us now. Vivian, this was the second day of Nikita Hand's cross-examination. What did she say about what she told her friend in relation to these text messages?
Yeah, Rachel, she was being asked about what she had told her friend Danielle Keeley, who had been in the same penthouse suite at the time of this alleged rape on the 9th of December in 2018. She was asked if she had told Miss Keeley, who was, by her account, in the next room when the alleged rape took place, and if she had said anything to her in the immediate aftermath. And she said when she woke up first, she didn't remember what had happened to her. It was later, after Miss Keeley and Mr. McGregor had left, that things had slowly come back to her. But she did say that she told Miss Keeley later, when she was in a sexual assault treatment unit, that she had been raped. Now, she also agreed with defence counsel Remy Farrell that she had later told Miss Keeley to delete her text messages. Her reply to that question was, "I probably did because I told other people to, because I was afraid for my life." She agreed that she had told Gardaí that Miss Keeley probably doesn't want to say anything, because Conor dropped her home and she's scared and she knows that he knows where she lives. I don't want to force her. Now, Mr. Farrell suggested to her that this demonstrated some sort of reluctance on her part for the Gardaí to speak to Miss Keeley. And she said, no, she didn't mind if they spoke to her, but she was worried about Miss Keeley. She said, I knew she was scared and I didn't want to put her in a position where she would be frightened, because this was not about her. It was about me. And she said she'd no memory of telling another friend all around that time that she'd woken up to find security guards coming into the room, that she had fled the hotel, she believed she was going to be raped, and that she believed she was going to be raped by a security guard. She said she had no memory of telling another friend that. She said obviously at that time she was very confused and that she was all over the place.
She was also asked again, Vivian, about the CCTV footage that was shown to the court yesterday.
Yeah, and she's been shown photographs as well of the Beacon Hotel where these alleged events took place. She believed that she had been in the Morgan Hotel that night because she said it was similar decor. They were being driven around and she believed she was going to a party, but she didn't know where she was going and she didn't ask where they were going. Now, she broke down in tears at one point in the witness box. She said she didn't want to view again that CCTV footage that was shown to the jury yesterday from the hotel. There was 45 minutes of it. She said it was deeply disturbing because it wasn't her. She said it's not her character. She was drunk and vulnerable in the footage. And at one point in her evidence today, she said, I should have been looked after. I should have been taken home in that state. Now, it was put to her by Mr. Farrell that the reason that footage was disturbing, the reason she didn't want to look at it again, was because he said it flatly contradicted the story she had told. And her reply to that was, it doesn't take away what happened to me. I know what happened to me in that room. I was brutally raped and battered, and that CCTV does not take away what happened to me. At that stage, she broke down in tears and had to take a break from her evidence. Her cross-examination is continuing.
Vivian, thank you very much for that. Vivian Traynor there at the High Court in Dublin. We'll be returning to the general election after a quick break.